Hey, it's Ellen.
And this is Sarah Beth.
And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Smokehouse Barbecue Bacon Sandwich is that zesty barbecue sauce. I love that it was a little sweet, a little tangy, and with the mac and cheese,
I feel like I tasted the brown sugar bacon first. It was the absolute best combination. Pro tip, 3 sandwiches are always better than 1.
Order the Smokehouse Barbecue Bacon Sandwich and our Coca-Cola on the Chick-fil-A app for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
When you buy a new house, you might say,
shut the front door.
Winning.
No, seriously, shut the front door. We own this house now.
But you actually need to say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. The local State Farm agent is there to help you choose the coverage you need.
Welcome to my crib. No one says that anymore, but I don't care.
So just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. At 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The phone call between President Trump and Russia's leader Vladimir Putin lasted more than 2 hours. Talks focusing on ending the war with Ukraine. The president also spoke with Ukraine's President Zelensky. At a signing event in the Rose Garden today, the president says both Russia and Ukraine are now set to begin talks immediately on a ceasefire.
We also spoke to the heads of most of the European nations, and we're trying to get that whole thing wrapped up. What a shame that it ever started in the first place.
Ukraine's leader says he would like talks to also include the U.S., European countries, and Great Britain. The NTSB just beginning its investigation into the Mexican Navy ship that drifted into the Brooklyn Bridge Saturday, snapping its masts and killing 2 people and injuring more than a dozen others. The captain says the ship lost power before it crashed. The United Nations says the first aid shipments into Gaza have resumed following nearly 3 months of a full blockade imposed by Israel. This is ABC News. Police have stepped up patrols in the New Orleans French Quarter and across the state in the manhunt for 7 of 10 inmates who broke out of jail Friday.
The inmates escaped by slipping through a hole in a wall behind a toilet. And while 3 of the 10 have been recaptured, a furious Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry says,
this massive jailbreak, which my statistics tell me could be the largest jailbreak in the history of the state, should never have happened.
Rewards totaling more than $20,000 have been posted for the tip that leads to the capture of the 7 escapees. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
In New York City, testimony continuing today in the sex trafficking and racketeering trial of Sean Diddy Combs. Carrie Morgan, the former friend of Combs' ex-girlfriend Cassie Ventura, testified today along with David James, Combs' personal assistant during the time of the Ventura relationship. Combs has pleaded not guilty to charges. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Summer is calling, and guess what? Macy's has the answers for every adventure, with new swim trends and sandals to take you from the beach to the beach bar, plus linen suits from Tommy Hilfiger and Michael Kors, and dresses from CC to take you from brunch to the dinner party. Even better, get it all for 25 to 60% off at our Memorial Day sale. So wherever this season takes you, make Macy's your first destination. But hurry, the sale starts Wednesday. Savings off sale and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply. Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
You want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A wet pattern ahead, increasing clouds tonight, showers and thunderstorms developing, and a low in the mid-40s and breezy. Scattered showers for tomorrow, high only near 50 and staying windy. Still a few lingering showers Wednesday, a high in the low 50s. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 54 degrees.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Squabbling within the state Republican Party and its county parties must end. That message at the party convention in Rothschild over the weekend from Congressman Derek Van Orden and U.S. Senator Ron Johnson.
In the 15 years since I entered this political process, I've never seen as many squabbles.
Wisconsin's higher education funding takes another drop. According to the latest analysis from a national organization, the universities of Wisconsin ranked 44th out of 50 states in public funding last year, a drop of one spot from 2023. The State Department of Health Services reminding you to check for ticks when you come in from outdoor activities. Tick-borne illnesses like Lyme disease and alpha-gal syndrome can be devastating. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Kick off your summer right with big seasonal savings at Fleet Farm. Kingsford 16-pound 2-packs of charcoal briquettes are just $17.99. Suffolk braided fishing line is only $7.99 a spool. And get a free $25 gift card with every $100 you spend on select Columbia apparel and footwear. For more of the hottest summer specials at the best prices guaranteed, stop by your local Fleet Farm or check out our weekly ad at fleetfarm.com.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25 Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News This Hour being brought to you by Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durant. Prime Realty of Durant, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com. Bauer Bill Tire and Service, Durant and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. Numbers R Us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durant. And Anibis Silo, your Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment dealer, Durant. The Pepin County Sheriff's Department is joining the Wisconsin State Patrol and law enforcement agencies across the state in launching the Click It or Ticket campaign this week. The initiative runs through June 1st. Area law enforcement will be enforcing the state's seatbelt law, with nighttime safety belt usage a particular focus this year. Drivers are reminded, buckle up and follow traffic rules to maintain safety and avoid citations. Local businesses continue to deal with the impact of last week's hailstorm in the Chippewa Valley. Ken Vance Honda reported that their inventory suffered excessive hail damage in the storm. Forecasts now call for a good chance of storms again later on today and into tomorrow, with heavy rain expected. Two people were killed in a head-on collision in Fremont Township on Friday. According to the Minnesota State Patrol, 83-year-old Headley Thompson of Pine Island was traveling westbound on I-90 when his vehicle crossed into the eastbound lanes and hit an eastbound vehicle driven by 70-year-old Warren Hacker of Appleton. Both Thompson and Hacker were killed in the accident, while 71-year-old Patricia Hacker was taken to Mayo Clinic Rochester with life-threatening injuries. That accident remains under investigation. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is introducing some new resources for seniors. Last week, Governor Evers and DHS announced a statewide hotline that will connect folks with local aging and disability resource centers. There's also a new online directory at findmyadrc.org. Both the hotline and the website can be used to help older adults and individuals with disabilities find support services. Life jackets are the best way to save your life while on the water, but many people still aren't wearing them. DNR Warden Darren Kuhn says that every boat is required to have as many life preservers or jackets on board as passengers, but that many people simply stow them away. He says no one's going to rush to open compartments and get out a life jacket when an emergency happens. The DNR does issue around 500 citations a year for failure to have life-saving devices. And most people who drown on Wisconsin lakes were not wearing a life jacket. You're listening to WRDN News.
Daily Money Management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, Daily Money Management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
One person is seriously hurt following a tractor accident in Trempealeau County over the weekend. Emergency crews were called to a property on Hunts Valley Road in the town of Burnside at around 11 a.m. yesterday. First responders were able to pull the unconscious victim from underneath the overturned tractor before that person was flown to a hospital in La Crosse for treatment. Authorities have not released the victim's identity or details on their condition. Wisconsin 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orden was a featured speaker over the weekend at the state's Republican Party convention in Rothschild. Van Orden spoke to those assembled about the need for party unity. He says Republicans lost the recent election for a state Supreme Court seat due to internal squabbling. Nearly 1,600 students became graduates of the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire on Saturday. Two commencement ceremonies were held, one in the morning for those collecting College of Arts and Sciences and nurses diplomas, and one in the afternoon for those graduating from the College of Business and Health and Human Services. The city of Mondovi is considering having a rain date for this year's July fireworks display. Mondovi Mayor Brady Weiss says if the city wants to have that rain date, they need to make that decision sooner rather than later.
We have not shot fireworks because of weather events and safety concerns the last 2 years. So what I posed to the council tonight was, with the fourth falling on a Friday, if we want to pick a rainout date or an alternative date, you know, we need to build that into our request with the fireworks company. The logical night, obviously, would be Saturday night, the 5th. But obviously, you know, those companies are really busy that time of year. So we need to make it known now if we have an interest in having a backup date.
The city would be charged extra for the fireworks if they decide to have a rain date scheduled. The State Department of Health is reminding you to check for ticks when you come in from outdoor activities. Rebecca Osborne says that tick-borne illnesses like Lyme disease and alpha-Gal syndrome can be devastating. She reminds those that will be outside this Memorial Day weekend to wear long pants, tuck them into your socks when in wooded areas, or scrub to prevent ticks from getting up your legs, and wear EPA-approved bug spray when outdoors. Also, be sure to check your pets when they come in as well, as ticks can travel on their fur and bite you indoors. You're listening to WRDN News.
Big or small, in town or in the country, Prime Realty of Durand can help you find exactly what you need. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty. When you visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com, you'll find properties all across Wisconsin, and you can contact us with questions. Have a property to sell? Listing with Prime Realty means that you're working with the area's number one home seller. Like Prime Realty guys on Facebook or visit us at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Prime Realty, making your dreams a reality.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
The Minnesota State Fair has unveiled some of the free entertainment available this year for the Great Minnesota Get-Together. Over 900 free stage shows will take place over the 12 days, lasting from August 21st through September 1st. Bandshell Tonight at the Bandshell includes artists such as Arrested Development and Los Lobos. Music fans will also be able to hear rock, rap, country, Cajun, bluegrass, and more. Now, adult tickets will cost $20, with seniors and kids costing $18. Children under four will be free. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
And Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu, is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
I'm Sia, and I support Humane World for Animals, formerly called the Humane Society of the United States. Together, we have created a new version of Peter Gabriel's beautiful song, Salisbury Hill, to celebrate Humane World for Animals and everything they do. Enjoy the song and join us in helping Humane World for Animals end animal cruelty.
Bell believes in North Wilkesboro potential. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Hi, this is Mike Bagley. Join me along with the cast and crew of the Motor Racing Network every Tuesday night for NASCAR Live. Hear exclusive interviews.
It's my responsibility as a driver to leave the sport in a better place than it was when I got here. And certainly sometimes it comes with controversial takes.
The best moments from each of NASCAR's premier series.
They bang sideways at the line. Photo finish.
And in-depth breakdowns of the latest NASCAR news and more. It's NASCAR Live every Tuesday night at 7 Eastern.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
After Christopher Bell reigned supreme in yesterday's NASCAR All-Star race at North Wilkesboro Speedway, the Joe Gibbs Racing pilot shared with the media that he believes the historic North Carolina venue put on a good show and proved itself worthy of a points-paying NASCAR Cup Series event in the future.
It was an MRN booth for the truck race. It was really refreshing to see, you know, such a big crowd for the truck race, and we saw a great truck race as well. So, you know, I think that hopefully this place gets a points race. I think it's deserving of it, and I think the race with 40 cars on the track would look a lot different than it does with 10 or 20. I think this place is well deserving of a points race.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Walk right through the door, it's all here to explore. With guides in the know, when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. And love what you find.
Drink responsibly, B21.
How did Babbel become the award-winning language learning app? We thought of you. All of you. Take Sierra. As a visual learner, she uses Babbel's wordplay videos.
Today I'll share a quick lesson on shopping in French.
Merci beaucoup. Malcolm is a listening learner. So he checks with Babbel speech recognition to be...
Precio.
However you learn, Babbel makes it easy. Save up to 50% on your Babbel subscription at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
The Brewers open a three-game series against the struggling Baltimore Orioles at AmFam Field tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Baltimore just 15-30 on the season, dead last in the American League East. The Orioles bring a six-game losing streak into tonight's matchup. They just fired their manager, Brandon Hyde, on Saturday. Brewers wrapped up a series with Minnesota, winning 5-2 on Sunday. They'll send Quinn Priester to the mound tonight.
Whitewater will host Oshkosh in the Division III College Baseball Super Regionals on Saturday. The Warhawks and Titans both advanced by winning regional tournaments over the weekend. Philadelphia Eagles have agreed to a multi-year extension with their head coach, Nick Sirianni. Terms of the deal were not disclosed. Sirianni 48-20 with the Eagles and 6-3 in the postseason, including a Super Bowl championship over the Chiefs this past season. Milwaukee Admirals back in Milwaukee getting ready for Game 3 of their best of five AHL Division Series against Texas on Wednesday. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish and coming at you from the Fleet Farm Studio. We've got a case here today involving two online aquatic animal dealers convicted in eight Wisconsin counties. More details from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources when we return. You fish the same waters year after year, but what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish. The Wisconsin DNR last week announced two national online suppliers of aquatic animals have been convicted in multiple Wisconsin County Circuit Courts for ignoring warnings from the DNR and repeatedly shipping illegal invasive species to schools, residents, and businesses. The DNR reports that in March and April of 2025, the two companies, based in North Carolina and Indiana respectively, were each convicted of 20 citations with penalties related to the shipment of illegal invasive species to customers in eight Badger State counties. DNR Conservation Wardens San Hoffercorn of Milwaukee County and Ryan Caputo of Dane County investigated and found shipments of suspected invasive crayfish into Wisconsin by the defendants. Non-native crayfish species are illegal in Wisconsin thanks to disease, their ability to outcompete native species, and the enormous financial cost for remediating an infected site. Learn more about the case at dnr.wisconsin.gov, then click News. From the Fleet Farm Studio, this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code MOVE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code MOVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code MOVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A wet pattern ahead, increasing clouds tonight, showers and thunderstorms developing, and a low in the mid-40s and breezy. Scattered showers for tomorrow, high only near 50 and staying windy. Still a few lingering showers Wednesday, a high in the low 50s. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 54 degrees.
Slight bounce in the grain markets to start the week on Monday. You're listening to the American Ag Network. Of Jesse Allen with this market update. Joining us now for market analysis, Jeff Peterson with Heartland Farm Partners. Jeff, let's take a look at the grains here today, and let's talk weather. I know some key rains in parts of the Central Plains, Nebraska, and getting that into Iowa here today. You look at these grain markets, maybe a small technical bounce to start the week here on Monday. What's your take on this overall grain action and some of those key rains that we have gotten here over the last 24 hours or so?
You know, it's been great to see the market actually responding. When I looked at the radar this morning and overnight, I was actually kind of concerned that maybe we'd have a softer open out there just because of everything that was going on rainfall-wise. But it's really, we've actually gained strength during the trade here. Going back on one thing that you ended up saying, I do think we ended up having some strength here that came about because of the technical side. We got back down there, tried some lows, couldn't break down through them for where we had traded on Friday, reversed, and the market did physically trade back up higher. So that's been good to see. What's been very interesting to watch, though, is that we're getting actually the strength in the new crop more so than we've had in the old crop. Some of that could be a little bit of spread action. But what's interesting this time of year, if you look at where these grains are falling, we're in an area in there where we also have got some parts of the country that need a little bit of dry time to be able to get the rest of this corn crop in. I know we'll touch on that a little bit more. But so it's been good to see this move. Now, if you look at what the rainfall has done, very beneficial rains fell across many parts of Nebraska. But the thing is, though, Jesse, we needed some really good rain. Last week in the weekly crop progress report, we were sitting there at 78% short to very short on the subsoil moisture, 76% short to very short on the topsoil side. Now, these rains will help, but keep in mind, even those areas where we got about an inch and a half of rain, we probably only soaked down about 7 or 8 inches. So we're still going to have continually good rains going forward, very timely rains to have a good crop going forward.
Well, and thinking about the crop progress report that'll be out here this afternoon, and you kind of alluded to this, there's some spots, I think, about the southern and the eastern Midwest. I've heard some reports, some areas of Illinois, you get into Indiana, where they are woefully behind. It should be interesting to see what the latest crop progress numbers have to say in terms of where we're at percentage-wise for planting.
Well, I think so. Those numbers are going to be interesting. When you look at the averages, we just look fine. And where it gets interesting is you dig down in there. Now, what it looks like is we'll probably end up being somewhere around 80, 82% planted on corn this afternoon, probably 72% planted on the bean side. But as you take a state like Illinois, for instance, you've got pockets in there that, you know, they've struggled along the way. And I think that's got the market's attention. Anytime we get to this point in time when we're over 3/4 of the way planted, you know, the market starts thinking about, yeah, but what about those acres that aren't planted? And you're going to very quickly hear people look at a couple different things. They're going to start crunching some numbers and looking at, okay, so do we have 15, 16, you know, 17 million acres to go? When do we think we're going to get those in? When will we, you know, start thinking about some of those going prevent plant? But the other side of that whole conversation will also be a focus on what does that end up meaning for yields? And when you look at a 181 yield, a 52.5 there on the bean side, you'll start having a few of the market, the analysts start saying, now, wait a minute, is that possible based on the timing of when this crop is getting planted in some of these parts of the country?
Staying on the weather front, how about Argentina? Seeing some reports over the weekend, some pretty hefty rainfall totals. Wonder if that could have any impact on remaining harvest or grain in storage, Jeff.
Well, I think it's definitely something we have to watch because depending on the area and just to kind of put it in perspective, you're probably picking up 3 to 4 times the normal amount of rainfall that they would have, you know, for the whole month of May. And, you know, we know that the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange in their last estimate, you know, they talked about a soybean crop of 50 million metric tons and a corn crop of 49 million. Based on the stage of where they're at in the harvest side and the amount of rains they have and what we've seen happen in past years, I think we'll have to see those numbers maybe come down just a little bit. There will be some harvest losses. As you had mentioned, there could be some issues with the storage side also. So that's a story that we'll have to continue to watch. Is that in of itself a game changer? No, it's not. but it's just one of those items that can be beneficial if you get the right other factors coming together.
Let's talk about the demand picture as well. I know we had export inspections Monday morning. We also had a flash sale of, I believe, meal into the Philippines. So you throw in there just all the talk surrounding trade and more. What's your view on just this overall demand picture on the grain side?
You know, the demand actually holds in there very well. If you look at it, our export sales across our corn and soybeans have been very strong and ahead of pace. And if you take a look at the weekly export inspections, those are very strong also. This morning, you know, on corn, 1.719 million metric tons. The top end of the range was 1.75. And year over year, if you look at it, when we compare, you know, from crop year to date since September 1st till now, we're up 29%. And when you kind of do just a basic pace analysis on that, that would actually say we're ahead of pace to the tune of about 153 million bushels from the export side, which what that does is that opens up the door in futures reports to potentially see our ending stocks on old crop tighten up a little bit more. Over on the soybean side, 218,000 metric tons. Now, that was below the bottom end of the range. The bottom end of the range was at 300,000. Now, the positive part about that, though, is that still was a three-year high for this time of year. So we got to kind of put that in context. Year-to-date, we're still up about 11%. And if we do a simple pace analysis, just like we did on the corn, that would still suggest that we're ahead of pace to the tune of about 78 million bushels on the beans. It is possible. I don't think it's real likely, but it is possible that down the road in future WASDE reports, we could see them inch up that export sales number a little bit more on soybeans.
Jeff, any other final thoughts or anything else you'd mentioned as you're paying attention to this grain market trade here to start the week?
Yeah, I think a few things we want to keep an eye on. I think we are getting some support from the wheat side. I think there's a few things going on in that. If you look up into the Dakotas, even though they've had some nice rains, there is some concerns on temperatures and what we could see coming through up there. I don't think it's going to cause the crops a lot of harm, but I think that's given us a little bit of help. I think a little bit of a developing story that's happening on wheat in the southern plains gets to be, you know, we've had this moisture come in, you know, what impact could some of the disease we have in those areas, and some of what that, you know, heavy rainfall we've seen happen across, you know, Oklahoma, what impact could that be on maybe some reduced acres on wheat, maybe some quality issues. So that's a few things that we're watching right now.
All right, Jeff, if folks want to reach out to you for a conversation there at Heartland Farm Partners, what's the best way?
Yeah, give me a call at 402-366-4694. Check us out on the web at heartlandfarmpartners.com where you can get some free daily commentary, or follow me on X, formerly Twitter, at JeffPeterson01.
We appreciate the time. Of course, always remember that risk of trading futures and options can be substantial. Jeff Peterson, Heartland Farm Partners. Jeff, thanks for joining us on the Market Wrap-Up, and we'll look forward to talking again real soon.
You bet. Looking forward to it.
And that is our Market Wrap-Up for Monday, May 19th on the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Local markets from Monday at Elsevia Durand, cash corn 395, June 398, July 401, new crop 382, cash beans 966, June 971, July 976, new crop 947. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 415 and a half, June and July 409 and a half, new crop 391 and three quarters. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 418, June 419, August 413, new crop 393. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 392, new crop 391, cash beans 975, new crop 962. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 403, new crop 392, cash beans 966, new crop 952. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 417, June 418, July 420, new crop 402, cash beans 1012, June 1016, July 1017, new crop 979. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn $3.91, June $3.95, new crop $3.85, cash beans $9.73, June $9.75, new crop $9.65. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 208 to 230, Holstein fed cattle 187 to 205, market cows 115 to 148, bulls 130 to 197, calves 550 to 1440, beef steers 200 to 445, Holstein steers 200 to 550. Sheep markets, light lambs 360 and down, market lambs 265 and down, ewes 140 and down, rams 125 and down, goat markets, does 280 and down, bucks 265 and down. That is the check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. On Friday, Brazil, the world's largest exporter of poultry products, announced the first confirmation of highly pathogenic avian influenza on a commercial farm. The news caused China to ban imports from the country, and other nations may follow. I'll be back with more after this. Nutrien Ag Solutions has a team of atmospheric scientists tasked with monitoring the weather around the world. I spoke with Andrew Pritchard, senior meteorologist, recently about why Nutrien has made this investment.
Nutrien Ag Solutions has decided to lean into the science of it all, to understand that for us to be able to best position our growers to have success during the growing season, we need to understand how the weather, not just the weather, but how the soil is going to be working to support your crops.
Well, let's talk about that forecast for the summer, Andrew. You mentioned increased potential for heat and dryness. When would we start to see that impact in core crop-producing regions?
As we get into May and June, the jet stream typically weakens and it starts to lift further and further north. And so we know that we're going to start to develop an area of high pressure across the lower 48 that's going to lead to some heat and some dryness, but we don't know where that's going to set up yet. So that's the question that we'll be trying to answer here. The million-dollar question is looking for those market movers as we go through the summertime.
Andrew Pritchard, senior meteorologist with Nutrien Ag Solutions. Thanks for joining us this week.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And folks, learn more at NutrienAgSolutions.com.
On Friday, the world poultry markets received news of Brazil's first confirmed outbreak of bird flu on a commercial farm in Montenegro in the state of Rio Grande do Sul. Brazil dominates the global chicken trade, shipping roughly 35% of all poultry exports, valued at $10 billion alone last year. The region where the outbreak occurred in southern Brazil is especially important. It's responsible for about 15% of the country's total poultry exports. Following Brazil's announcement, Chinese authorities quickly moved to ban poultry imports from Brazil for the next 2 months, raising fears among producers in that country that other major importing countries such as Japan, Saudi Arabia, South Africa, and the United Arab Emirates could soon follow suit. Veterinary officials in Brazil responded immediately, isolating the affected farm and setting up a 6-mile quarantine radius to contain the outbreak. As in the United States, all birds at the affected farm were euthanized, and nearby farms will face testing. The region of the outbreak will also be under enhanced biosecurity measures following the declaration of a zoo sanitary emergency by the Brazilian government. Brazil is now the third country in the Western Hemisphere to report an outbreak. Since 2022, nearly 170 million birds have been culled here in the U.S. due to HPAI, and poultry farmers in Canada have reported 7 outbreaks of the disease so far this year. And the outbreak has affected humans on occasion, with about 70 reported infections and 1 fatality since last year. Back in Brazil, industry officials are working to reassure customers and partners globally. Michael Goularte, the CEO of Brazilian poultry giant BRF, expressed confidence that Brazil's strict health protocols would allow the country to quickly overcome the outbreak. Brazilian authorities emphasized that poultry meat and eggs remain safe for consumers and no restrictions on consumption have been imposed. I'll be back with more when we return.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Yes, poultry exports from Brazil have surged in recent years as American production was crimped by highly pathogenic avian influenza. But now that Brazilian producers have confirmed the virus as well, that growth could start to stall, and it could open some opportunities for American producers. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A wet pattern ahead, increasing clouds tonight, showers and thunderstorms developing, and a low in the mid-40s and breezy. Scattered showers for tomorrow, high only near 50 and staying windy. Still a few lingering showers Wednesday, a high in the low 50s. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 54 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
My heart beating faster as I step out on my since I met you, girl, you've been on my brain. I can't think of nothing else but you all night and day. It's like I got a first-class seat up on Ozzy's train. It's driving me insane. 5150, somebody call the pull. I'm going crazy, thinking about you, baby. 5150, just a sight of loco. I'm going crazy, think I love you, baby. Your number, girl, I gotta call you up. I gotta get you riding shotgun in my truck. This little bit of you I got, it ain't good enough. Yeah, you got me all messed up. 5150, somebody call the po-po. I'm going crazy, think about you, baby. 5150, just a side of love. Crazy, think I love you, baby. Cause I ain't never felt like this. No. And I just need one kiss from you, and I'll be good as new. If I don't get some of your sweet loving, don't tell what I'm gonna do. No. Somebody call the po-po. Think I'm losing my mind, girl. 5150, just a side of loco. Yeah, 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 yeah. 5150, somebody call the po-po. I'm going crazy, think about you, baby. 5150, spinning my head like a yo-yo. I'm going crazy, think I love you, baby.
Get the latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Sometimes I'm the guy with the boys kicking it back, or the guy with a guitar singing on a country track. I might be the guy with an ice cold can stirring up dust on some old farmland. When I walk into the party with you, girl, you change all that. And I'm just the guy with the girl everybody wants to know, wishing you were there alone, wondering how I ever got your little hand in mine, looking over at you like, ain't she beautiful? I'm invisible, but I stand right there and smile. You're right beside me, oh, and I see the same thing I see. But I don't mind being the guy with the girl, no. It's funny watching them do the way they do. They come walking up to me, but they only want to talk to you. And I don't blame them that they're hitting the tide. Keep staring at your heartbreak eyes. It's like their heart starts stopping when you come walking into the room. And I turn into the guy with the girl everybody wants to know, wishing you were there alone, wondering how I ever got your little hand in mine, looking over at you like, ain't she beautiful? I'm invisible, but I'll stand right there and smile. You're right beside me. Same thing I've seen, but I don't mind being the guy with the girl.
baby, sitting on her daddy's knee, had him wrapped around her finger, doing anything she pleased. She had a way of getting what she wanted, but daddy knew in his mind. Pretty soon the boys would come running, it's just a matter of time before hearts are gonna roll, heads are gonna turn, tears are gonna fall, the bridge is gonna burn. Hearts are gonna roll, hearts are gonna roll. Now she changes like the weather, never stays in love too long. Take you to the limit just to leave you hanging on. Drop dead looks and a mind for trouble, that's all the girls ever known. Leaving behind a path of destruction, no matter where she goes. Hearts are gonna roll, heads are gonna turn, tears are gonna fall, sitting on her daddy's knee, had him wrapped around her finger, doing anything she pleased. Hearts are gonna roll, hearts are gonna roll, hearts are gonna roll, hearts are gonna roll, watch them roll.
For Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
We've been swinging and missing. It ain't broke yet, but damn, it needs fixing. Been a while since your kiss felt like kissing. It's just different. We've been talking about forever since we've been together. Something about a ring makes you think we're better off with all this, but we're caught in between a rock and a hard place. Red wine and mistakes, tears roll. Between a rock and a hard place. For the record, throwing in the towel takes some effort. So I'd rather ride it out for better. Between a rock and a hard place. all this, but we're caught in between a rock and a hard place. Tears rolling down in your face as I walked out that door.
Things I loved when I was a kid. Muddy roads, muddy feet. I didn't live on no blacktop street. Things have changed a lot, but I never did. And I don't wanna think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just want to live until I die. Living right, living in this little old town I grew up in. But I still held on to my dreams. Standing proud, standing tall, standing smack dab in the middle of it all. I don't worry about things that I can't change. And I don't want to think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just want to live until I die. Things I dearly love. And every night I get on my knees and thank the Lord above that I don't have to think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just want to live until I die. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just want to live until I die.
The country music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Satin and cinders, I'm definitely not your type. Well then, what are we doing in love? What are we doing in a mess like this? What are we doing in love? Why were you someone I couldn't resist? What are we doing in love?
We're like paper and matches.
We'll probably have our share of fights.
We're like roses and switches.
It's gonna be hard, but we gotta try. So what are we doing in love? What are we doing in a mess like this?
tell all